Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone to another edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's date, ladies and gentlemen, it is October the 3rd, 2018, as we are kicking off our Health and Wealth Wednesday on our show. You're going to have a great show today, and I'm super excited as we continue on our growth series for the month of October, and as well as our Health and Wealth series on our show. I'm super excited about all that we're going to be sharing on this show today. It is going to be a great opportunity, ladies and gentlemen. So I want to thank you all for tuning in for this edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. It's a great opportunity for us to continue to build and grow our networks in the area where we do business. And we're assisting, of course, small businesses, churches, and nonprofit organizations across the country. I'm super excited about all the feedback that I've been getting as of late, of all of the things that we've been able to share here on this show, and it is a great opportunity for you guys to get some tools and tips, some taking down some copious notes, and basically just build your brand. And it's a great opportunity for building this year, 2018, as we close out this year, as we're now going into the fourth quarter of this year. And it is a great opportunity for all small businesses across this country, under the sound of my voice, that you continue to build your brand, and as well as your network, which also helps improve your net worth. So that way, as long as you're helping others get what they want, you will automatically, ladies and gentlemen, get what you want. And I'm super excited about Health and Wealth Wednesday, as we will be showcasing this show every Wednesday here on GTE Professional Network Radio. It's a great opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, to get some tools and tips on your health, and as well as wealth, and building your business, your brand, and making sure that you are doing all things possible to continue to grow. Again, to me, in all essence, growth is the most important commodity to me on the planet. So without growth, we're just existing, we're not living. And we want to make sure that we're continuing on the journey and path that we have set ourselves onto, and as well as using our gifts and talents for the betterment of mankind. Now, as I've said all of that, it's a great opportunity for us to showcase all the details of what we're doing today. Dr. Fisher is one of our special guests today. I'm going to make sure she gets on and talk about what she's doing in reference to the health partition of helping others live a healthy lifestyle. No matter what age group you're in or what year you were born, it doesn't matter. It's all about your lifestyle. What is your lifestyle helping you to do to continue on being healthy or not healthy? You want to make sure your lifestyle is consistent, though, across the board. Because here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen, to create wealth in any endeavor that you do, you want to make sure that you're having all things across the board complete, meaning that you have your wealth, your health, your mindset, what you do dealing with interacting with people, healthy relationships, all across the board. Health is universal, but you should be able to have health across the board on every endeavor, in every part, every area of your life. And if it's important for you to do that, and if you're driving for that or striving to be there, then this is going to be a great opportunity for you to learn as you earn. Again, as long as you continue to grow, ladies and gentlemen, in all aspects of your life, you will have what you want. But the sooner you stop growing, ladies and gentlemen, that's when all the buck stops there. But you want to continue to reach higher heights, no matter what level you are on, no matter how old you are, and no matter what demographic you're from, no matter what part of the United States you're in, whether you're in a small town or a big city, it doesn't matter. All that matters is that you're going to continue to build and grow, that you're going to continue to strive to be the best that you can be and helping others in the community where you are. That is, to me, the most important piece of this that I'm sharing with you today here on GTE Professional Network Radio, is that you build your life to helping others as well as helping yourself. Because remember, you help others get what they want, you automatically get what you want. And now we are in what is called the zones of what we do in life as far as building our business, our brand, and our lifestyles. We want to make sure that we're on point when it comes to assisting people. If you're not good at something, always remember that there are others who are, that you can partner and co-op with, that you can build with on a level. What I'm saying is you don't have to do it all by yourself. You cannot. You're not an island, number one. Number two, it's better if you can build your brand consistently, build your business consistently, and making sure that you have the right team of people to help you build it. And teamwork does make the dream work. Together, everyone achieves more. And you make sure that you have the right mix when it comes to your website, if you have a brick-and-mortar location, your advertising, your marketing campaigns that you put together. And we're going to be talking about a lot of things on the health and wellness side of it to have a healthy business. What is your health check stating on your business, revenue-wise, business-wise, and consumer-wise? How are you leveling up on those three things? And what are you doing to be the best and to share the best and give the best customer service possible in your area? How are you interacting with your people on a regular basis? How are you interacting with new people that you interact with, no matter where you are? Are you promoting any and every day that you are out there? If you're not promoting every day, then you're not going to get the results that you're looking for. To do this, ladies and gentlemen, you have to put out all-out massive action, all-out massive action, in order to build a successful multi-million-dollar enterprise. You cannot stop. You cannot quit. You cannot just take days off. This has to be done on a consistent, persistent basis, so that way others know that you are serious about what it is you're doing in the marketplace. And if you have a particular product or service that you're providing in a marketplace that people want, need, can afford, that you can basically help them get to the products that you have or service that you're providing and share that with them. Educating is always key, and I share this with all small business owners. If you're educating your customers, then you're going to have a longevity of a business. But you have to educate them. You have to begin giving them insights as to what it is you're doing and the information about the product or service that you're providing in the community. Helping others in the community, co-oping with your local businesses, your churches and nonprofit organizations, your chamber of commerce, and any activities that's going on in the community. Are you co-oping and partnering there? Are you setting up your own events for your business? Are you doing table events? All of these things you could be doing, ladies and gentlemen, on a regular, consistent basis if you plan it properly. But proper preparation takes time, because you have to make sure that you're going to because it costs to prepare when you're doing these kind of things, and marketing costs. Yes, it's going to cost to market, but it's going to also give you some insights as to what type of revenue you need to be generating on a regular monthly and weekly basis. If you have the revenue stream to basically do the things that I'm suggesting right now, then you're on the right track. If you do not, there are many, many ways that you can build your business without a lot of capital. I'm going to say that again. There are many things you can do to build your business today without a lot of capital. Everybody always thinking you need about $50,000, $75,000 to $100,000 to do all the marketing campaigns. Not necessarily so. With your regular local TV, radio, magazines, newspaper. Yeah, if you want to go to the mainstream media, you're going to spend some money, period. But we have other platforms that you can participate in, ladies and gentlemen, that you don't have to spend a lot of endeavors into. That would be your social media, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. That will be your blogging. That will be your website, an interactive website at that. And as long as you can get feedback from your consumers that purchase from you directly off your website with insights, so that way you know exactly how well your business is doing and that you follow up with you. The fortune is always in the follow-up. So the more I'm following up with all of my customers and thanking them for all of the things that they're doing and participating and supporting our company, our brand, then the more I'm going to continue to get more from them because I want to be interactive with the customers. You want to be interactive with your customers. You want to give feedback, and you also want to ask them particular questions, what they would like to see different than what they already see. And you have to know that you must update your site as oftentimes as the industry changes, as things change in the industry, that you have to make sure that you're on the cutting edge so that way you can be the forefront of all things new. That'll help you solidify all the things that you're doing in business as far as your customers are concerned, and that it's easy for them to interact with you in reference to any questions or inquiries that they may have. The way you do that is continually being open-ended with everybody you interact with. Open-ended is a key fact that when you do that, ladies and gentlemen, you get a chance to hear exactly the real deal. Uncut, raw, straight up. So that way others know, okay, this is what I'm seeing that I'm not liking. It takes me a long time to do this, this, or this, or whatever it may be. Or you get the praises from your people. I really enjoyed this. This was really great. It was seamless for me to get to what I need to get to. I found what I was looking for. I was able to make the purchase. Bam. This is what I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen, as far as being interactive. But if you think about it, let's look at all of the different things you can do to make sure your business is on a health scale. What is your health scale will be like? Well, it'll give you consistency as to your interaction with your customers, your products that's actually working, that's selling, and then also your team that you have, how they're helping you to promote. And understanding, again, the 5 P's of marketing. I keep saying that, but the 5 P's of marketing. Making sure that you understand the 5 P's of marketing, where it's all about the people, product, price, place, promotion, and also making sure your interactive websites give information to them so you can get immediate feedback from your consumers. And basically, this will give you an opportunity to measure. You have now something to measure your business with. Because here's the thing. I don't know what's going to work, what's not going to work until I go out and try it. And then once I do that, what is my number one product that's selling? What's my number one service that I'm selling out of different services that I'm providing? What is really working here? What do I need to do to get to the next level? What revenue streams do I need to generate to promote more? You need to know your numbers. You need to know all of your ins and outs, ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to your business and building your brand. As we close out this year, 2018, in the month of October, we're talking about our growth series for the month of October, as we're now on the third day of the month. Now we have, again, 31 days in this month. So what are you doing? So if you think about it, you got 28 days left. Well, what are you going to do with the next 28 days? Every week, you should be promoting and marketing your business on a regular, consistent basis, letting people know what it is you do, hours of operation, what's hot, what's the latest thing that you got going on, anything new that's different from what others have seen before. If you keep it consistent, ladies and gentlemen, on a regular basis, that you're promoting your brand, your site, your information, your business, the stronger you get, the better you are, the more people come flock to you, Build it and they will come. But you got to build. And be a wise master builder, making sure that you have all the right tools to build with. You cannot build a successful multi-million dollar business if you don't have the right tools. And you surely can't build a multi-million dollar enterprise if you don't have the right mix, products, services. How do you interact with people? What is your mix like? Your marketing, your business plan. How far do you need to go to get to the point and level that you need to get to? And then whatever city and state you're in, ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't matter the city or state, I can say that, because of the fact I've seen it happen multiple times over. As we have been on this show doing this for the last 6 years now, since 2012. We are 6 years counting, assisting small businesses across this country to help them build and grow their network in the area where they do business, sharing tools and tips on a regular weekly basis, helping as many small businesses as possible to grow. And look, this is an internet-based business that I have. We do web design and marketing. If you want to check us out, you can go to our website at www.globaltouchenterprise.net. Again, that's www.globaltouchenterprise.net. And I can share this with you. Since we've been on the show, we've been doing this for the past 6 years, we've helped thousands of small businesses across this country. And the cool part about it, when you think about building a successful multi-million dollar enterprise, regardless of what level you want to get to or whatever level you don't want to get to, it's up to you. You set the scale. You set the tone. You set the place where you want to be in this life, in the marketplace, with the number of consumers that you can deal with and handle and with the team that you currently have. And if you're solo doing this, you can only do so much. You're going to need support. You're going to need help. You're going to need some other people to help you put it together, to grow it. In order for you to show it, you have to grow it. And you have to know it. It's kind of poetic, but that's the truth. So if you want to get to the level that you want to get to, ladies and gentlemen, you have to be strong without fail, consistent, being in season as well as out of season, marketing, growing, and continuing to share your brand with everyone you know and don't know. How many new people are coming aboard that's looking at your website? How many new people that you're getting to purchase products from you or a service from you? How many people know that you even exist? That is the key factor right there. If you have that, you're good. So I just want to share this thought with you because this is a grand opportunity for you to build a successful network without having to do a whole lot of stressing and straining trying to get to the next point. These are step-by-step instructions that you can do really simple. As we talk about marketing, building your brand, giving great customer service, getting feedback, making your website interactive, and making sure that you're promoting the specific products and services that you're providing on a regular weekly basis. That's all you need to do in reference to that. So this gives you great opportunities for you to build and grow and also help you to make market what you need to market on a level. This is part of our Health and Wealth Wednesday. So you can build on a good, healthy level, measuring not only your physical form, but your business form as well. What is your health scale looking like? Is it good? Is it bad? You be the one to judge that. But without further ado, I'm really happy that I have my special guest here on the show. And I'm going to get her to talk because I have said a lot today. I hope you guys have taken some really copious notes in reference to that. And I want to thank you for tuning in for this edition of GTE, Professional Network Radio, as we are sharing our 200th episode. Can you believe it's been 200 episodes? I'm so excited about that. But without further ado, let me bring on Dr. Fisher. Are you there?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing today? Hello? Hello?
Sorry. Let me see. Can you,
hello?
I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Okay, I
hello?
Can hear you now.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah,
can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm here.
I apologize for that, and I think you can hear me good. I apologize for that. I had definitely a client who just had a lot of emotional things going on, and had been diagnosed with cancer, and so it just kind of required a little extra nurturing at the time. So I definitely apologize, but it sounds like you were doing an excellent job in educating, you know, your listeners and your community on what all is needed in order to be well, because there's a huge epidemic now of many chronic multiple ailments going on, and there's a lot going on, and a lot of times people just don't know where to start. So, you know, allowing people to really reflect on themselves and what you were doing, I thought was really, really awesome, because it is important to really step back and look at yourself, look in the mirror, see if you're happy with where you are and what you've accomplished. Look at your weight, look at your waistline, your clothes. You know, just really step back and evaluate where you are. And are you where you want to be? So I think I'm just here to support that, because that's what I do for a living, and I love it. I enjoy it. And we're a work in progress. I mean, the teacher has to be taught too. So that's why it was so educational for me, because it's like, okay, let me just take a look at myself too and make sure I'm where I want to be, and what do I need to do to continue to strive to be better. So the goal is that at the end of this year, which we're, what, less than 90 days away?
Yes, this is the last quarter of the year.
How many made that resolution in January? Did you fulfill your resolution or your goals or your desires or your accomplishment in January when you made that? Now you're under 90 days away from that, and health is always one of those goals that people set for themselves. Have you achieved that goal you set for yourself months ago?
Wow.
And you have to ask yourself that.
And
if you haven't, why haven't you? You know, did you take your attention off of it? Did you not write it down and look at it every day and work toward it every day? It's like, what distracted you from achieving that goal of being well and being healthy and being more fit? What is it that got in the way? Because now we're under 90 days of setting a new goal. So we're supposed to be moving forward. So now we're not supposed to be where we was yesterday. We're supposed to be in a different place today.
Right, and it's all about discipline, and that's something that we have to teach each other how to do, and also in business, how to be disciplined in business. And I talk about money management a lot, and how do you manage your money. Unfortunately, a lot of small business owners don't understand that philosophy as of yet, because I teach and train them on that scale. Understanding how to be interactive. Your website needs to be interactive. And as I share this with a lot of the businesses today and business owners across the country, we're talking about, we need ways to help make it simple. You don't need a lot of capital, as most folks think you need $100,000, $250,000 just to get to a certain point. No, not today. Back then, yes, that was necessarily, but today, no. I can show you many ways that's going to help you build successfully without having to go through a whole lot of that to deal with and struggling and stressing yourself, because stress is our number one silent killer. So if you think about it, your body is only going to go to react to the things that you're thinking about on a regular, consistent basis. And
that's
so
true.
As you think about that, mentally, you want to prepare yourself. Mental health, mental wealth is always attainable if we do it the right way. And as I share this, if you are good in the body, physically, then you can be good in all aspects of your area of your life. Health is universal across the board. You should be healthy in business. You should be healthy in life. You should be healthy in relationships. Everything should be healthy, healthy, healthy.
That's right. And I always tell people that the mind follows, the body follows the mind. So the mind is powerful, and wherever the mind goes, the body follows.
Exactly, because as the Bible says, as a man thinking in his heart, so is he.
That's it.
Right. So those are the things, Dr. Fisher. I'm really super excited about the program that you got. And I've been reading you, studying you, and I'm like, oh, my, this is my sister right here. I love her. She's really on board. And this is a really great opportunity.
We're striving, just like everybody else. We're all striving, right, to be the best version of ourselves. God has given all of us a purpose, and we have to basically learn, how do I become the best version of me? And our community needs these resources.
Yeah,
so we have to bring them forward.
Right. And that's why I'm co-opting with a lot. The key word is co-opting, Dr. Fish. I'm going to teach you that term, because I do this a lot with a lot of businesses across the board. Let me give you some big companies, brands right now that do a lot of co-opting. And the Shell Oil gas stations, they co-op with a Burger King, a Taco Bell, a McDonald's. Those are co-opting. That means two businesses under one umbrella, but they're both sharing the same customer resources to build their brands.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
This is one term that I've used back in the 19. Well, let me see. I have a degree in electronics. So when I worked for Zenith Electronics Corporation back in the 90s, this was kind of a while ago, we got bought out by LG Electronics, which is a South Korean manufacturer, right? So Zenith was a U.S. manufacturer, but we were the first company in North America to come up with the HD technology, when you look at HD today and how far we've come in just the last 18, 20 years of the HD technology. Well, same principle, Dr. Fisher. Everybody now is co-opting. In the electronics industry, there's a more cutthroat. Unlike the medical field, it's a little different. Like the oil and gas, like any other big entity, they have these little strides. But not in electronics. We don't have that no more. That's gone. Now you have about five manufacturers sharing on one product today. Co-oping. One key element that continues to build and grow when it comes to that, it's just like you were saying about the I don't want to get into that, because I was still studying about the sales and all these different sales and adding sales to your body to help you build and function.
Yeah.
That's the same term that we use in co-oping. The same terminology, Dr. Fisher, is what we do in co-oping now. In our communities, if we're partnering with our local churches, nonprofit organizations, to help build up the community where we are, we won't lack anything. We will all be taken care of, as you say about yourselves.
Yes.
Same process, same principle. God gave me this years ago, but unfortunately, only a few applied it. And I'm trying to get everyone across the country, in all the communities, since I travel this country, I wanted to make sure that everybody understands the process of this. This is something we need to be sharing and screaming our heads off with, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yes, absolutely.
But, talk more about your practice and what you're seeing now in helping people who have ailments that need help. And then people think, well, is it going to be expensive? How much is it going to cost? What do I need to do? All these questions. Can you answer?
Wonderful. Absolutely. And again, thank you so much for just exposing our community to something that's grossly needed. I mean, I'm watching people losing their health every day because they don't know, losing kidneys, losing limbs, you know, it doesn't have to be. So, you know, I'm Dr. Fish, and I'm an alternative wellness health practitioner, come from the allopathic world. That means I'm trained as a nurse practitioner, went to University of Miami and received my doctorate in nursing, and have decided that after losing my dad to colon cancer back when I was a freshman in college, and then fast forward a few years, losing my grandfather to cancer, I just felt like there had to be a better way. To go through chemo and radiation, it was just so harsh and so debilitating and so taxing on the entire family. So I felt like there had to be a better way. So I went back to the California College of Natural Medicine, and I learned how to begin to find out what herbs and what nutritional combinations work together to really help take care of things like high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, you know, dementia, memory problems, thyroid problems. It's like, okay, what herbs help to take care of these things? So that's what I do. I show people how to be well using what was created out in nature for us. And if you don't think nature was created for us to be well, I don't care what planet you go to, there is food, there is medicine, there are herbs on every single planet in the world. So that is what was created for us to be well. That was the fuel that was provided for us to be healthy, to be well, to, you know, to live clearly in our right mind till we're 120 years old. Then, of course, life kicked in and people started finding ways to capitalize. So they took those herbs and started making prescription drugs that they could capitalize mm-hmm. on and patent, because that's where they come from. So what I do is show people how to use nutrition, herbs, homeopathics to be well. So if someone comes to me and say, you know, and insurance does not pay for it, unfortunately, we are still fighting for universal health care. You go to any other country, they have universal health care. And what that means is that if you have insurance, you can choose to go see an allopathic doctor, which is one that prescribes medicine, or you can go see a natural homeopathic doctor, which is me, and you can use your insurance for whichever one. We're still fighting for that. And so, you know, I don't know when that's going to come to fruition for us. It would be nice, but we're still working on that. So when people come to me, they know they're going to pay for the service, because now they have gotten outside of this box we're living in and decided, I want to be well. I want to be in my right mind. You know, I want to be able to work. I want to just have a full life. So this is what you have to decide. I work with all budgets. So I can't say, you know, our services range anywhere from $5 on the supplementation side, from $5, you know, all the way up to $200-$300. So it varies. What I do is work with the budget. When I see a client, which a nutritional consult with me is only $50, that's very reasonable. Very reasonable to come in for a nutrition consult. That's us sitting down, talking to one another, finding out what's going on with you, and customizing a plan for you to be well. Now, testing is a different one. I charge $138 for testing. That's where you sit in the machine and you sit in a chair and you hold this Beamer machine. It works like a cell phone. It dials up every single organ in the body from head to toe and asks, is it okay? My machine will say, okay, brain, are you okay? No, I'm not okay. Why are you not okay? There seems to be a small tumor growing in here. Or there seems to be an aneurysm. Or there seems to be something going on. So it'll trigger it to me. Then it goes down to the thyroid. Thyroid, are you okay? Yeah, I'm okay. And then it moves on to the heart. Heart, are you okay? No, there's some spinal stenosis in here. It's clogged up. My blood levels are low. I'm not getting enough blood to my heart. So then it tells me exactly what we need to do to go in and correct the body in a natural way. So then it continues to go on, like I said, from head to toe and dials up every organ in the body, and they answer, are you okay or you're not? If you're not okay, then why are you not okay? So, you know, and I had a lady come in there. She said, oh, my God, this test is amazing. How is it you don't have a line of people outside? I said, because they don't know what I do. That's why they don't know what I do, and I don't market it because I'm too busy working and taking care of the clients who do know about me, that I don't really have time to go out and tell people that I have this awesome technology that you don't have to. My guys with prostate, you don't have to go to the doctor and let them pick and probe. You sit on the machine, and in 2 seconds I can tell you what your prostate has done. I had a guy who we just nursed his prostate back to health. The doctors want to whack it off and do all kind of surgeries and procedures. He called me last night. He said, Dr. Fisher, I am praising your name all over the place. He says, I got my results back and I emailed them to you, but I had not had a chance to look at them. His prostate levels was high. We put him on a regimen to bring those prostate levels down. Men, if you're over 40, you should be on prostate support. Ladies, if you have a man, he should be on prostate support if he's over 40. He has to be, because that's what they said is going to take our men out of here. If they beat everything else, prostate is going to become an issue for them once they hit 40 years old. And 50 is going to get worse, and 60 it gets worse. And so the thing is, they need to be taking some nutrients to nurture those prostates. They got to, these guys, they have to. And I know they're fearful because they don't want anybody digitally, you know, checking their prostate. And I don't blame them. That's why I love what I do, because they get to come see me and they're comfortable. I don't have to pick, probe, stick, do any of that. It's very simple. You sit in a chair, you hold my little gadget, and it just tells me everything about you and what we need to do to make you healthy. So there's no reason why we are not living a full quality of life, except you think $50 or $138 is too much.
That's nothing.
That's the only reason why people wouldn't do it. No, I try to make it reasonable.
That's very reasonable, believe it or not. And I'm really excited that you shared this. I'm going to have you back on the show to continue my Health and Wealth Wednesday, if you don't mind.
No, absolutely.
We're not getting, and I'm sharing this at the mayor's office. I'm sharing this at the Port of Houston. I'm sharing this with, I got churches now. I got all kinds of groups.
Wonderful.
Love to
participate.
Well,
we got to go out and speak. Yes.
We're going to have to meet you and I for sure. I'm going to come to your office, and we're going to sit down and go over this game plan, because this right here is super. I mean, this is like, it's like manna from heaven. I'm sorry. It's just like manna from heaven. When he fed the children of Israel, when they didn't have anything, when he was in the wilderness for 40 years. But, you know, he sustained their lives. I'm sorry to say it, but that's the analogy that I'm getting from this. And this is one
of the things.
Right, exactly. And that's what people are looking for. And I deal with a lot of different groups of people from all walks of life, and it's interesting to me that I can communicate well to them, but no one else can. It's hard to see that. And when you look at these communities today, everybody's saying the same thing. Ed, what can we do? What can we do? And Dr. Williams over at the Women's Resource Center over there on McGowan definitely need that. She was a professor at Purdue University and all that. And she deals with the mental part of the people, the mental stability of the women and the men. So,
these are
the things, Dr. Fisher, that I'm saying. My network is so huge. God has blessed me to be able to be a voice to the voiceless, to share. I've met celebrities. I've met a lot of different groups, even Yolanda Adams that lives right down the street from me here in Willows Country Club. I talk with her about things that she's into. So it's a great opportunity, nonetheless. To basically do these things. So I'm you see where my mind is going now. I'm really out there.
Absolutely.
That's why
we have to get it out there.
Yeah, we have to. And that money you're talking about, Dr. Fisher, is pennies on a dollar compared to your life.
Right.
Pennies on a dollar compared to your
life. Yeah, it's insignificant. And, you know, I tell people all the time, it's invaluable. You know, we see clients, like we just had one come in here. She decided she didn't want chemo radiation. And I told her we have not yet to lose a single client.
Okay.
So it makes a difference.
All right, so let's get our pencils together, then. Let's put our pencils together, and we're going to talk about this, Dr. Fisher, as much as possible. And I talk to, you know, all my, you know, I don't seem like all my doctor lady friends are ladies. Everybody's ladies now. So it's like you ladies are really the men are doing great. I'm from Chicago originally, so medicine has always been in our blood. My mom was a nurse. Retired nurse now. She just teaches.
Right.
But, you know, it's just when you think about that, that's what makes me so, I call it heaven bound when it comes to treating people and sharing information. Everybody thinks it should be, you should charge for that. Well, not really, no. My blessings come, believe me, I'm blessed beyond measure. I don't need anything. I'm happy. Because I get a chance to have this knowledge and wisdom as I prayed for, God gave it, and now I'm able to share it.
Wow, that's beautiful.
So that right
and
there,
and he gave you a mouthpiece,
welcome.
And so that's wonderful.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. On top of that,
So
these things that people are afraid to speak on, I speak for them because, hey, You got to be able to talk about it, people. You can't hide, you know. And so we have a lot of Dr. Fisher. You're a blessed woman already, with your knowledge and also with your passion. I see it. I feel it. Mm. And it's just good to have somebody who's passionate about helping others. And that's a rarity today, as you know.
Oh yeah, no, I totally agree with you.
Okay, so let's do this. Pencil.
I'm ready.
Next Wednesday.
Okay.
Next Wednesday,
got it.
You got the whole floor. I'm not
awesome.
Going to say too much, but I normally share. Go ahead. You going to say something?
No, I'm listening. I just say I'm writing. I have it all down.
Okay. Yeah,
and
yeah. So
it's 3:30.
Central Standard Time. Yep.
Is there anything particular?
Do
you open up the floor to ask your listeners what they're interested in? Because
yep.
we usually
yep.
like to
yep.
find out what they're interested in so that we can make sure
I
cover.
I have my chat box. Yep, I have
awesome.
My chat box. They can tune in and call on that right now. And I just had a few people. Ooh, I got to send it over. Okay, so they just asked a question. Okay, so they want to know more. Matter of fact, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to do this. If you're taking copious notes, thank you all for tuning in to this edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. You can always go to Dr. Fisher's website, Dr. Fisher Road to Wellness. That's the number two, though. Road to wellness.com. Again, that's Dr. Fisher Road number two wellness.com. Please believe you can schedule appointments. You can have her
and they tell them they
consultation.
Can always call my office for a free phone consult as well. If we can give them the number,
oh.
we offer free phone consults.
Yes.
All they have to do is call the office and schedule a free phone consult.
Yes, if we do that, you can do that by calling. Is it 713?
It's 713-520-8188. Again, that's 713.
Yes.
520-8188, and we're open Monday through Friday and the first Saturday of every month. They can always call for a free phone consult.
Thank you very much, Dr. Fisher. And thank you guys for tuning in to this edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. And this is the end of my show again. And I know this has been grabbing me. Dr. Fisher will be back, so I want you guys to know she will be back.
Absolutely.
Sharing
Absolutely.
More information
thank you.
We are promoting it across the country. And if you're in another city and state, no matter, again, ladies and gentlemen, no matter what city and state you're in, I share this all the time, we can connect because of the plethora of the platform that we have, which is called the Internet, our website, which gives us an opportunity to share. So I want you guys to give us the feedback. Go to our website at www.globaltouchenterprise.net. Again, that's www.globaltouchenterprise.net. Guys, you can always schedule an appointment with me off my website directly. If you need to ask any questions or anything reference to your business that we can help you with to build and grow, it's not a crazy question. There's no stupid questions. It's just giving you some good insights that's going to be healthy for you as we talk about Health and Wealth Wednesday. It's going to be a health and wealth way to build your brand, your business, as well as your body, so that way you can continue to share and pass along to the next generation. That's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen, our legacy, leaving a lasting legacy for others to follow in those footsteps. So with that, I'm going to say it's been a plum pleasant pleasure, as well as the privilege. That's from my brother as well. Until next week, we're going to have Dr. Fisher back on again. And continue, guys, building your faith and keep building the dream. Thank you, Dr. Fisher.